to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and I'm sitting here. Why can't I see into the control room? Well, what is all this stuff on the windows taped up? We are actually deconstructing the network and in the process of moving it. Unless you need all that stuff up there, get it off of the windows. It is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 12th of June. It is 2007. And yes, I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we've got Bob Chapman coming up here in just a few minutes. The new address for the network, and I have not been putting this out, and we're going to be out of here, and what's the date today, 12th? We'll probably be out of this building in less than 2 weeks. So what we will do on the website, and I can't wait till my webmaster moves up here to Round Rock so I actually have him physically in building. When I think it's something, I can hand it to him, and then it gets done. But we will post the new address on the website and also put a map so you can find us easily. Where we're not hiding. We hide in plain sight, ladies and gentlemen. We're not shy about what we do because we know we're right. A comment here. I got a couple minutes. Yesterday, I kind of went off, and some people didn't understand why I went off. I was talking about Ron Paul and him appealing to the more liberal on the other side of the aisle on many different issues. And I said that there's some programming on this network, that isn't your usual Christian-based, Bible-thumping programming. And I thought I explained it and articulated it. And somebody caught it, and this is what they emailed me. And thank you, Christine. Said, I hate to admit it, but John Stadtmiller took me to school last night. I, as well as many others, could not understand why some hosts couch their arguments, solutions, descriptions in ways that seem to ignore, not realize the real mechanism behind the NWO's plans, such as Jewish control of media, banking, and such, and the near-total control of the U.S. Congress. John explained it very articulately to avoid exposing the fact that most of the hosts really do know what's going on, but they must approach the listening audience in a much more conventional way, old paradigm, to bring more folks into the fold. This IMHO is an excellent strategy that many other networks should follow. I've always thought John to be an intelligent man, but this issue has added to my respect for his intellect. Feel free to pass this on to John. Well, I just passed it on to you. Came to me, I gave it to you. Folks, seriously. There are many people, if we as human beings in this country, and I'm not saying we got to publicly swap spit with them, and you know, but I'm telling you, we're all Americans, and there's so many things we agree upon that if we get these people into our camp for the salvaging of this network, then we can scrap over the political, social issues, whatever, later. But until such time the Constitution of this country and its respective states has changed, I'm sticking by that. And as many people as we can bring into the tent under that auspice, the better off we're going to be. And I thank you for that email, sir. You have your glasses on. Thank you. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force.
Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. What I forgot to give you in the first segment, because I got off in the rabbit hole here about other things. The new address for Republic Broadcasting Network is RBN. That's all you have to put there. 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. Number 302. Actually, we're in 301 and 302, but for mailing purposes, 302. Round Rock, as always, two words. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We came across something the other night. We took over. This building's less than 2 years old. And nice building. It's got 1,000 square foot less than this place has, but it actually has more usable space, and it's $1,000 less a month. This place we're in right now, Manny, take a look under that desk. You see all that dust under there? This is the dirtiest place I've ever been in my life. It's hell on electronic equipment, too. But at any rate, we took out one of the kitchens. It's a mirror to each other. Each unit is a mirror to the other unit. So we removed one kitchen from the place. And when the people mounted the cabinets, they actually stuck a screw to mount the cabinet right into one of the water lines, copper water lines. So when we removed it, I had a wall that was shooting water. I can't seem to get away from the water problems in Round Rock, but we'll get that fixed. And we'll be over there probably by the end of the month. I have Bob Chapman with me this afternoon, author of The International Forecaster, goes out to over 100,000 people worldwide. Bob... Greenspan speaks. Everybody listens. Greenspan spoke today. and the stock market dropped 100 points.
Well, it just goes to show you that he doesn't have that guru-like magical power anymore. Now, the market was off 130. S&P was off the equivalent of 145 Dow points. That's the S&P 500. And the NASDAQ 100 was off the equivalent of 134 Dow points. We have a divisor that we can use to do those kind of figures. I've never seen them come from anybody else. And we also do it for the FTSE in London as well. And it gives people a better picture of what those three markets are doing when you use a divisor like that. But anyway, yes, the market was down. Interest rates going stratospheric, although they're really only catching up. We had the 2-year at 5.08, but the 10-year was 5.27. That means that the 30-year fixed mortgage rate is going to be somewhere in the 6.60 area, 6.55, when it comes out on Thursday, which will be Freddie Mac. The Mortgage Bankers Association figures are always lower, and they doctor them. They have a vested interest, so they doctor the figures.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Greenspan obviously still carries some weight because he was talking about, he mentioned several different things, interest rates and so on and so forth. But, I mean, he's making truthful admissions, and it rocks the stock market. Now, I don't know what is propping this thing up, because once it broke 11,000, and it took a while to do that post September 11th. I think the last time, correct me if I'm wrong, was Y2K. The stock market took a hit, went down to what, 8,500 or something like that, off of a high of almost 11,000. And people were waiting and predicting, oh, yes, by the end of the year, you know, we'll be back up to, you know, our old numbers. Well, that didn't happen. But now they're predicting that the Dow might just hit 15,000, 16,000. They don't know. The sky's the limit. Do you see any eerie parallels between what is happening now on Wall Street with all the derivatives still out there floating around, a wash in money that is devalued, countries that don't want to deal with us in U.S. dollars for commodities such as oil? Do you see, Bob, do you see any parallels between 1929 and 2007?
Yes, I do, and in the issue that we just put out, I gave a comparison, and I think, except for a couple of things, we're looking at a situation somewhat parallel to 1932. In 31, I think it was in June, the market bottomed out and turned around and made a major rally into 1932. It really ran up big time, and it then turned, and it went down, and it didn't recover into 1938, and of course, that's when the war started in Europe, 1939, and were it not for the war, we would have never recovered, but the bottom line is many of the same things have happened in the market as far as leveraging and interest rates, and particularly the availability of money and credit. And what the Fed did in 1928 was they cut off the credit and they raised interest rates, which is the first possible thing they could have done. And they precipitated the collapse. Now, maybe it was deliberate, I don't know. But the point is that they did do it. And, of course, in late 1931, we had tariffs going, but they were very small. Most of them were less than 5%. So tariffs were not responsible. And the reason I mention that is that tariffs are a distinct possibility again, because the people are banging their fist on their desks or their counters in their kitchen saying, this has got to stop. We're all losing our jobs. You know, we've already lost 5 million, and we're looking at another 40 million jobs lost in the next 10 years, say the inside experts, those people who are actually shipping the jobs out of the country, which are the transnational corporations who happen to be CFR, Trilateral, Bilderberger, et cetera. And so I think that there's going to be a big push for that, and I think that Congress is going to have to deal with it. I do think the biggest trading partner that we have, China, or at least they're the biggest exporter to us, they're having to raise interest rates. Their inflation rate just came out today, and for the month, not for the year, for the month, it was 3.4%. So annualized, that's, I don't know, 35% or something like that. So they're going to have to raise interest rates, and that means the yuan's going to get stronger. It means Chinese good will get more expensive in the United States, and that will cause higher inflation. And we've already got 11% inflation now, and we have stagnation in the economy. And most of the jobs that are being made are service jobs that pay very marginal wages. And, of course, we have had the attempt recently to pass amnesty legislation, which would have even worsened the situation because more people would have been legally able to fill jobs.
Well, we
and
did,
so,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we know that the corporations have been lobbying Congress heavily since this temporary defeat of the amnesty bill, and we'll call it what it is. It's an amnesty bill. And George Bush is just all a flutter over this deal because this is part and parcel of his plan for the North American Union. They want to have those borders erased. They want to have the migrant workers migrating from Canada to the United States, to Central and South America. But, folks, I'm here to tell you on this issue, and a lot of people out there are still stuck on the thing that, hey, you know, it doesn't matter if we call our congressman. It doesn't matter if we do this or do that. I'm telling you, it does. And, you know, I can't stress that enough. There's a lot of people who have thrown in the towel. We know, Bob Chapman, that the Congress of the United States has sold this country out repeatedly. But they don't like being criticized. They don't like opposition in their face. They don't want them in their face. They don't want them on the phones. They don't want them on the internet. They don't want them talking to their chiefs of staff or their office personnel. They were made to feel extremely uncomfortable. Even Dianne Feinstein admitted. Now, you have to watch the verbiage from these carefully coiffured individuals like Feinstein. But she made a big admission that never before in her political career had she seen so much going on behind a single issue. And, of course, she chalked it up to haters and all this. Well, in other words, her office was absolutely slammed on this amnesty deal. It scared them bad enough that they wanted to make this thing go away. They don't like being uncomfortable in politics. They really do not. Debate is not their strongest suit. Lockstepping and marching in file is what they're best at. But the admission that Feinstein made the other day, I hope people were hearing what she was saying. And I've had people tell me, Bob Chapman, that it doesn't do any good. I mean, my God, you were in intelligence work. You know the human condition. You know the human frailties. They give you classes on that stuff, psychological profiling and all that other stuff. To say that a net effect over to Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, to their Congress critters and senators over there, made no difference whatsoever. Balderdash. Complete balderdash. The local people down here, the local chapters that were put together, the grassroots organizations to go after the Texas state legislature, their super NAFTA corridor now has been put in abeyance for at least 2 years. So that has slowed things down somewhat. Now, am I saying that the globalists are defeated in their plans inside the United States? No, like anything else, folks, somebody walks up to you and hits you with a baseball bat. If they don't knock you out, you got to drop back 5 steps and reconnoiter and figure out what you're going to do, fight or flight. That's what they're doing right now. They're trying to figure out a way to repackage this, represent it to the American people, but it's not going to fly any better the second time around than it did the first. I want to talk to you a little bit more on this subject because this is a big blow to George Bush's globalist plans in the White House. I want to talk to you a little bit more, Bob Chapman, about that issue right after we get back from this.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Yeah, that kind of puts me in mind of Southern Baptist Church on Sunday afternoon, man, just up there wailing and singing it out. I wish more people were in the churches across this country singing about the Constitution as well as the Bible. It might help things a little bit. Bob Chapman, did you expect to see what you saw regarding the amnesty issue on Capitol Hill, what just transpired?
Yes, and I've just written the piece that'll come out in the next issue. And it talks about what you've just talked about that nobody else has talked about. And I think that the amnesty legislation was deliberately proffered the way that it was as a lost leader. I think they want to come back with another piece of legislation like you referred to. And I think what they want to do is tie in the North American Union, that whole scheme of things, in with the amnesty proposal. And that's what I think they're looking for. And I think what they've been doing in the meantime is that they have been buying off everybody that they can, and they are going to all of those congressmen who are compromised and telling them, we need this one. If you don't do it, you better come out of the closet now, whatever your perversions may be. And that's what's going on.
Did you say whatever
and,
your perversion?
I think you hit it on the head, and I thought I was the only one who picked up on it. But you obviously did, too, and that's great because it's something very important to mention on this program. And your point about not giving up, you've got to play the system to the very end, and your influence is important. Use it. And Dianne Feinstein, just as you said, and many others, even though some of the others and most of the others won't admit it, they were deluged. I saw the comment by the congressman, senator.
Are you talking
from
about
South Carolina? Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, yes.
And he had the temerity to say, well, we always get a lot of people who tell us, well, if you don't vote this way in this issue, we're not going to vote for him anymore. So that doesn't mean anything. And so what he's telling the people when he says that is, we don't give a hoot and holler what you think. We're going to do what we want anyway, because we're either part of the elitist superstructure or both. We've been very well paid off, and usually it's both. And so, John, I think you're absolutely right, and all you listeners out there, don't give up. We got another big shot at this thing coming, and we're going to have to go through the same thing again, and we're going to have to fight them. I get a piece going out at the end of the International Forecaster tomorrow about them bringing the issue back up again and get back on the phones and the internet with your emails and your faxes and go back to every senator and congressman and drive them crazy. I am against this amnesty you guys are trying to pull on us. The last one wasn't bad enough. When are you going to get it that 82% of Americans don't want amnesty? I mean, you know, they've gone so far here, and you and I have discussed this before. In Utah, they are hiring teachers from Mexico.
Yeah.
Now, give me a break. They want to hire 30 to 50 of them. They've already hired 12.
Yeah, let me.
Why are they doing that?
Yeah, let me.
First of all, they say they don't have enough teachers. Well,
right.
It's just like saying that illegal aliens are doing the jobs that we Americans don't want to do.
But
it's
see,
the same concept.
Hey, this is
and this was put into motion by Huntsman, who was a former governor of Utah.
I was just going
and
to say that. Yeah,
it is absolutely disgusting. Now, these people are going to get paid $35,000 a year, and they make $12,000 a year in Mexico. And look, I got nothing against Mexican teachers. They're probably terrific. That's not the point.
Well, what about American teachers that are proficient in Mexican or Spanish?
And, well, you got to go one step further than that.
Yeah.
And that is, why are they doing this in the first place? Why aren't the parents at home learning English? Because all I speak is Spanish in the household. Why aren't they being forced to speak English? You know, when our predecessors came over here, they came from Germany and Italy and Poland, and except from the British Isles, everybody else spoke another language. And when I grew up, you would hear the comment, you can't speak Italian. We're Americans now. You can't speak French. We are Americans. These people don't do that. They keep right on speaking Spanish or Korean or whatever they got. There's 163 languages, and our country is supposed to pay for it, you and I.
Bob, well, I was just in the grocery
store. We grapple with this thing, and it's wrong.
I was just in a grocery store the other day with my wife. There's a family that was in there, the parents, three children, all about 5, 6, 7 years of age. They were speaking Spanish. I looked at the parents. I said, make them speak English, damn it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, this just handed me on my way back from Little Boy's room. It's hot, folks. No, it's not a news story. It's just a special we have on Berkey's here. I am obligated to read this, otherwise my wife is going to be very angry with me. All right, there's a special on the Berkey lights. It comes with two black filters. Those are the upgraded filters, better than the Super Sterzl ceramic filters. It's an upgrade to the Berkeys. You don't want to do without these, folks. It is hurricane season coming up, and I'm surprised they haven't cut the water off to Elaine and Ed Brown. That'll be next. But at any rate, the Berkey lights, this is without the lighted base. You can get that if you'd like. But this comes with two black filters. And you receive two free sport bottles, retail value of $56, for a total of $224, and that's shipping and handling included. All right. We also have a special on the Royal Berkey with two black filters, and you can add for capacity reasons more black filters if you want to this unit. This is the stainless steel unit, very attractive unit, holds over 3 gallons, so you don't have to fill it up as much. And you also receive two free sports bottles with this as well. Now, this is $260 plus 15 shipping and handling for a total of $275. $275 is the total. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you think that you're prepared for any contingency, you are not. If you do not have a portable water filtration system, something that you can pack up and take with you when necessary, out to the lake, out to the girl and Boy Scout meeting, whatever the case may be, or when you get the boil alerts, they only tell you that after the stuff is already in the pipeline, you probably already drank it at home, don't do that. Get rid of the fluoride and the chlorine and all that bad stuff in the water. Does not remove the important mineral elements for our health. So take advantage of that. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. The Berkey Light. Shipping included, $224, and you get two sport bottles valued at $56. Or the stainless steel Berkey. The Royal Berkey holds over 3 gallons of water with the two free sports bottles. $275 shipping included. Now, Bob, I want to get back to this amnesty deal. This came to me from grassfire.org. Thank you, Ernie. Bush and the amnesty senators are now preparing to bring the Bush-Kennedy amnesty bill back for a vote immediately. Not in a couple of weeks, not in three, not in four. Commerce Secretary Guterres said the administration is more determined than ever, and I'll bet they are, to pass amnesty, and Tony Snow added that the Senate could wrap this up in 2 days. Now, Bush has scheduled a meeting with Senate Republicans on Tuesday, that is today, to plan strategy, and Majority Leader Reid is saying he is ready to move the bill to a vote. Now, last week, the American people soundly rejected the Bush-Kennedy amnesty. The New York Times even featured grassfire.org and three of our team members in a page one story yesterday entitled Grassroots Roared, Now They're Bringing Amnesty Back. Now,
That's the piece that I'm sending out tomorrow.
Yes. Now, folks, do not relax on this thing, all right? I'm going to give you, and I hope you're ready to write, I'm going to give you a couple of different numbers here in which you need to call. One of them, Senator Webb, and the other one being Senator Warner. All these are area codes 202 because it's the District of Criminals. For Webb, Senator Webb, 202-224-4024, that's 224-4024. Senator Warner, same area code, 224-2023. The White House switchboard, and these are not the toll-free numbers. You'll have to do it on your own nickel. I'm going to give you the toll-frees here in a second, just in case the toll-frees don't work, which has happened from time to time. The White House switchboard, 202-456-1414, and the White House comment line, 202-456-1111. Now, the talking points, make it short, make it sweet. Tell them that you're outraged that the President and the Senate are again planning on pushing this amnesty bill. Tell them that you're offended that these leaders are ignoring the clear voice of grassroots Americans. Call on you to announce publicly your opposition to the Bush-Kennedy amnesty bill and call the Senate to abandon plans for further debate. Now, I know that's not going to be popular in the White House, but we are speaking, and they are hearing us, folks. But they need to do this. They really need to do this. Now, let me give you a couple more numbers. Now, it's time, folks, for you to telephone your local senators and all 100 senators toll-free. And I'm going to give you a list of toll-free numbers. So write them, and write them correctly. I'm going to repeat them twice. 877-851-6437. Say again, 877-851-6437. Here's an 800-862-5530. 862-5530. 866, the next two numbers are 866 toll freeze. 866-220-0044. And 340-9281, 866-340-9281. Do not relax on this one, folks, because, Bob, I don't know if we can impress upon the people here how important this is for a follow-up to put the stake in this vampire's heart so it doesn't crawl back out of the coffin some little creepy night when we're not paying attention and they're holding late sessions up there in the District of Criminals. There is a full court press here to get this amnesty bill passed. Now, I'm going to run a scenario by you, Mr. Chapman, and I want to see if this meets your muster. All right. It took us more than 20 years. Some would argue almost 30 years to have 30 to 40 million illegals in this country right now. They're playing patty cake with this deal. They've given us, as you said, the false flag, and now they're reconnoitering. They're going to repackage and come at us again. Do we have to have these draconian measures? Do we have to have amnesty in this country? Absolutely not. This is what we need to do. We already have the laws on the books. Number one, the border should be sealed. No question about that. They'll all agree to that. Although a few miles of the fence that they were going to build, only a couple of miles have been built. Does that tell you where their interests are? All right. On the issue of the 30 to 40 million illegals in this country right now, Mr. Chapman, we didn't get 30 to 40 million illegals in this country overnight. Let's give it a timeline of 20 years. We already have the books, laws on the books about illegals in this country. We don't have to have mass deportations at this point. The only thing we have to do is enforce existing law, existing immigration law right now, meaning you go after the employers. You tell ICE that when our patrol officers, our police departments, our PDs and our sheriff's departments, our state police, when we stop somebody and we find out they're illegal, they immediately go to jail to be deported. Now, these are the people that are just out there meandering around, getting in trouble, not using their turn signal. What does it matter? Mexico cannot stand a repatriation of 30 to 40 million Mexicans right now. You want to see that border sealed? It'll be sealed from their side to prevent their people from coming back in. But it doesn't have to be that way. The only thing we have to do in this country is enforce the existing law. And I can almost guarantee you we wouldn't have to worry about half of the illegals in this country if they can't get a job here, they can't get credit cards, they can't get driver's licenses, they can't get green cards, they can't find work. They're cut off of the welfare. They're cut off of food stamps. They're cut off from the safe haven cities in this country. And this has to do with the state governors telling these mayors, hey, you need to stop this amnesty stuff in your own cities, your own protection zones. But, Mr. Chapman, if we make this a little uncomfortable for these people being in here and they cannot continue to take American jobs, these people will be returning to their own country. They did it before. And I think we could foster an environment here without being hateful, without being mean, because this is starting to raise my ire. And I'm starting to look at illegals in this country, and I just want to walk up, grab them by the shirt tail, and physically throw them back over the border. This is what this is intended to foster, the rejection and outright hatred of these people, which we don't have to go there. We didn't get into this problem overnight. We're not going to solve it overnight. But any bill that they propose coming out of Washington, D.C., is going to have amnesty tied to it no matter what, because they want these illegals in this country to bust up the unions, to drive down the pay scales. That's why you're having the corporations lobbying as we speak in Washington, D.C. Anything that I just said that you disagree with or anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I agree with all of it. I will say this, that the construction industry now has been laying off for about 9 months approximately. And it's my guess that probably around 200,000 to 300,000 illegals, probably close to the 300 illegals, have been laid off. And, of course, they don't show up on the statistics because they never had jobs supposedly in the first place. In other words, they work off the books. And there are, I read five languages, and I get 36 publications every day. And I am reading in publications from other countries, in this case Spanish, that people are returning home, not in droves, but they're starting to go home, particularly people who have been in the construction industry for the last 5 to 15 years. Many of them owned homes, and they've sold their homes, and they've gathered all their money up. And they've shipped it back into Mexico or El Salvador, wherever. And they're going in and they're building homes and they're starting businesses, which is fine. The point is, some of them are starting to go back from whence they came because there isn't any work for them.
Not that there's any better job situation in Mexico, but does this make sense? Because
yeah, but if they open their own business, it's a different story.
Right.
And so, you know, unemployment in Mexico is not high. If I had to guess the true unemployment, I'd say 6.5 to 7%, and that's realistic. Mexico is doing very, very well. The people who have been migrating over the last 5 to 10 years, for the most part, had jobs. There's one exception to that in Mexico, and it's just like the teachers. They're making $12,000 a year, and they can make $35 by going north. Well, in Mexico, the average person was making $500 a month, not $1,000, like the teachers were. And so they could go up to the United States, and maybe they're not making $35,000, but maybe they're making $18,000 instead of $6,000. And so most of them went up for higher income and better jobs. And the reason that the people are paid so little in Mexico is that 15% of the population owns just about everything. Now, there is a growing middle class, but though that 15% keep most of their money outside of Mexico so it doesn't get taxed. And that's why Mexico has not developed, because these rich people whose bloodlines go back to 500 years in Mexico, they are able to continue to control business and government, for that matter. They were the ones who put Calderon into office. And so the problem is not jobs. The jobs are in Mexico. It's the amount of money that they get paid.
I understand.
Now, one of the things that Mexico is also experiencing, because so many dollars come south, $28 billion last year from legal and illegal aliens, but mostly from illegals, which is the largest amount of money coming into the country, even more than from, well, almost as much as from oil, and tourism brings in $17, $18 billion a year maximum. And so this incidence of large amounts of dollars moving not into Mexico but many other countries is causing inflation. And whereas Mexico in most cities used to cost 20 to 30% less, now it's 15 to 20% less. And wages are being raised in that country. But getting back to the point is that there are some people voluntarily leaving because they either can't work or want to cash in and take it home.
It is a sound policy rather than this knee-jerk reaction in Washington, D.C. And people are starting to believe, these congressmen and these Senate critters up there, that, well, it's their duty. They're charged to do something about this illegal immigration thing. And I'm looking at this, and it's, I'm laughing on one side of my face and tearing on the other side, because knowing full well that we did not get in this position overnight. And in order for Mexico to reabsorb these people, their citizens are in this country, a couple of things have to happen. In this country, anybody aiding and abetting an illegal in this country, and I don't care if it's a corporation, I don't care if it's a private business, I don't care if it's a bank, I don't care if it's a lending institution, I don't care what it is. If the laws of this country are enforced as they are already on the books, and more job opportunities are shut down in this country for these illegals in this country, they will be going back to Mexico of their own accord. The ones that don't want to go back eventually will be repatriated to their country. But this is not going to happen within a year. It's probably not even going to happen within 5 years. But what you are going to see is the tide that is still streaming over this border right now, because the borders are still wide open. That is going to slow to a trickle and stop, and then the reverse will start to happen. The migration will start happening to the south, back across the border, because there's no place for them to run and hide in this country. And this doesn't have to be done in a hateful, spiteful manner. This could be done because it is the right thing to do. I just wished our congressmen and our senators recognized that. Because, by the way, the Republicans didn't want George Bush to take another hit on top of the amnesty defeat a couple of days ago. Well, they're pulling the plug on Alberto Gonzalez being pulled out with a no-confidence vote. The Senate blocked that. So they're trying to hang on to any vestige of any credibility or a front of credibility that this White House administration has. Alberto's got to go. I mean, he definitely must go. This guy, just by the fact, you know, some people say, Bob, just by the fact that he's of Mexican descent, he should go. But in this country, it doesn't matter what your descent is. It's your adherence to the Constitution that matters. And we've got to get over this political push-button paradigm phase that we're in right now to think this through logically, without knee-jerk reaction. The damage has been done to this country, most assuredly, but we're not going to correct it overnight. And if we let these politicians correct it the way they want to, you're still going to have amnesty in this country. These people have got to go. This economy has been weakened to the point there are no good-paying jobs left here, and we cannot afford to give up what jobs we have left to illegals moving in to bust the unions, drive down the standard of wage and living in this country. We are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that set the living standard for the world. Why are they not adopting what we did? Because that provided most to the individual. Think about that one as we go to break. When we come back, we've got Robbie Noel online. I'll take Field One phone call here from Florida, and then we'll move on with our guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Go to your calls here in a second. We have Robbie Noel online. Is that correct, Mr. Producer? It's not on my screen. Okay.
Yes, I am.
He's here. The Rhodesian Ridgeback. We have an offer to make to folks out there. The one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, which you may or may not have read. We're going to do, and we'll limit one case per person. There are 12 books in a case. If you will pay the shipping on them, we will ship those out to you. You can pass them out to your friends and family. It is good reading. A lot of pertinent information in there. It's an 800 and some odd page book. And we are making that offer to our listeners out there for free. So all you have to do is call the 800-724-2719. You pick up the shipping. You've got something to hand out to your friends. Great conversation piece. Oh, rather than putting a Look magazine, do they even make that magazine anymore? On your coffee table at home, put a one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. It's a really handsome book I designed to cover myself. At any rate, we have Robbie Noel online. Let's go to some calls. These people have been holding patiently. George in Florida, you're up first. You're on with Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel, and yours truly.
Thank you, John. You there?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You know, the thing is with the amnesty bill, you know, these disastrous trade treaties like NAFTA and, you know, the taxes and all that stuff. This is a symptom that goes back to 1913, and that is called the 17th Amendment. Before there was a 17th Amendment, the legislatures used to choose their two state senators to go to Washington
right.
to represent the state government.
Right.
And like more than 50% of the states are going, no way with this amnesty deal, but yet you got these senators disconnected from their state governments. And I don't think the state governments want to carry these illegals. They can't foot the bill. And you know the thing is, it's more like, and it's like it's not law, and I'm just waiting for a state to come forward saying, this 17th Amendment was not law, and that these senators are illegally holding office.
Well, and again, for the listeners out there, lest they forgot, direct elections of the senators, electors, vacancies in the Senate took effect May 31st. I'm surprised they didn't make it May 1, May Day, Communist Day, 1913. This moved us from a complex republic to a simple republic, much like the style of government of the Soviet Union. States' rights were lost, and we were plunged headlong into democracy, of which our forefathers warned us was the vilest form of government because it always ends in oppression.
Yeah, and, you know, it's more like I say, if there was, like, no 17th Amendment, the legislatures still chose their U.S. senators, I mean, all the states would tell the president to get lost on this amnesty bill.
Absolutely.
And the Patriot Act and all, whatever.
And,
all right, thank you, John.
All right, thank you, George. I appreciate that. And the politically correct, you know, we got to support George Bush. We got to support the war on terrorism. We've got to support this fear because they are going to be the protectorate and keep us safe. I don't know if anybody's been listening to Ron Paul on this issue, but he's touching people across the board with the freedom issue that nobody else in the GOP platform wants to even address. Sheila in California. Hello, Sheila.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
I was on yesterday regarding identity theft, and everything that you're speaking into is exactly what's been happening. I offered to both congressmen and senators from California that we don't have to pay deportation. We don't have to pay for tickets for them to go home. All you have to do is give them 30 days to leave, and if they don't leave in 30 days, then just proceed upon our laws that are on the books. But there's no cross-checking of Social Security numbers for employment, and no cross-checking of Social Security numbers to give credit. And that's where identity theft has been coming from.
Identity theft. I mean, you can buy papers on any street corner in America.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And what's also tied to this, Sheila, is, of course, a national ID, because we've got to know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are.
But the national ID number would be the same as Social Security if they won't protect our Social Security number. They're putting the illegals now onto federal taxpayer ID numbers for credit bureau records.
Hey, Sheila, hang on a second. Let me carry you through the top of the hour break. Robert in Arizona, I'll take your call, and we'll get into the meat with Mr. Noel and Mr. Chapman right after the top of the hour break. 2 minutes.
It's true.
Right back.